informed.
Tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
Americans are making crazy, but now
they're right. Black helicopter crowd really ain't upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is episode 81, and I'm your host, President Zen One. It's April 14th, 2017, and it is currently 8:48 p.m. It's also 56 degrees, and it's partly cloudy here at the Jersey Shore. Anyway, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be checking out a couple interesting stories. Mermaid attacks in Zimbabwe. A major UFO event sighting. We've got audio. And also, we're checking out a story on the evolution of policing. So, buckle up. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great episode. Check us out on patreon.com/blackhelicopternews. And that's it. We'll be right back. Grasshopper is offering an opportunity to save $50 on your order. Sound more professional and stay connected with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system designed for entrepreneurs. Grasshopper works just like a traditional phone system, but requires no hardware to purchase or software to install. It's all managed online or by phone. Callers can reach you wherever you are, on your cell, in the office, or at home. Try grasshopper.com/blackhelicopternews. Gamefly.com has over 8,000 new releases and classics available to rent on every major console, even older systems. And as a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console games and they'll be delivered directly to you for one low monthly fee. There's never any due dates or late fees. Gamefly also offers the ability to rent Blu-rays and DVDs at no extra charge. Sign up for a premium 30-day trial for free. No contracts, cancel anytime. To get started, go to GameFlyOffer.com/blackhelicopternews for your free 30-day trial.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Witnesses in shock as massive UFO event unfolds over U.S. town. This is insane. I'm posting this right now on Black Helicopter News on Facebook. The video is astounding. So if you are ever eager to see some sort of alien invasion in your lifetime, you definitely got to take a look at this shocking video. The UFO and alien fever has reached new heights with so much new information revealing itself. New, never-before-known facts about space and life in general. It's easier now than ever for people to understand that we are not alone in the universe. But although most of us humans accept the idea, we're still divided into two groups. Those who believe that aliens have already made contact with us, and those who think that they are out there, but out of reach, between a vast space measuring millions of light years. Well, folks, this is insane. You have to check this video out. I'm posting it. By the time this podcast comes out, you can check this out on Black Helicopter News. The video is astounding. Believe it or not, this video is actually first emerged on World Star Hip Hop. Basically, what happens is there's an orb in the middle which vanishes, and then it returns. And at this point, another orb comes, and now they get brighter, and then they join together, and then now all of a sudden, multiple ones come out. It's really hard to explain. You'll have to actually see this to believe it, but this is insane, and there's a heated debate on Reddit of whether or not this is real or not, and the origins of this. They're discussing this, but this is insane. There is no way this video could be faked, and there's no other explanation for this other than these are extraterrestrial ships flying in our skies. Now, I'm not even going to read the whole article. I'm just going to post this. All right, folks, we've got some audio from this video, and it is The video seems extremely convincing. And if you ask me, I will tell you in my professional opinion, I have never seen a video so realistic. I have to do some more tests on my computer and cross-reference it and triangulate it with my database. But so far, this is the initial stages of my research, and this looks absolutely legit, folks. Here's some audio. Camera 9, go!
Look at it, it's coming down the same direction. Oh, it's breaking up! Oh, it's 6, it's 8, it's 9! Oh, shit! Oh, shit, look at that! Oh, look at that, they stop! Look at that shit! Those are aliens!
Sorry, I'm trying to record it.
Aliens! Aliens!
Oh, they cut the lights off.
Aliens!
Oh, they cut the lights
off. Y'all need to be shooting that! Y'all need to be shooting this shit right here!
And they just cruising?
They looking at us! They dividing! They dividing up! We can evade it! Those are not for, look at that shit! They are sitting! Y'all need to be calling damn news! They come down to the, they come to Earth! They're coming to Earth! Oh, they're coming faster! Oh, shit! Look, they flying towards each other! They flagged, oh my god, look, they moving in for formation. They just standing there. Officers, do something about that.
What the fuck?
Y'all not gonna do nothing.
They can't do anything.
Wait, look at your face
though. Alright, folks, there you have it. Does that sound like the voice of someone that's staging a hoax? I don't think so. What about all the people that are there with him that is seeing the same thing and reacting? Folks, this is kind of scary, folks. The truth is out there, and they're here already, and they're among us, and they're flying through the skies observing, and they're waiting to make their move. One morning, we're going to wake up with a mile-long ship over our major cities. Maybe even the diameter is even larger than 1 mile. Maybe it's 13 miles. What are you going to do when you wake up in the morning and see a 13-mile UFO above your house? What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing.
Do you need socks?
Sure you do.
Check it out. Bombas are socks engineered and designed to look better, feel better, and perform better. Bombas are purpose-built for athletic performance and designed for extreme leisure. Each section of a Bombas sock has been carefully created to improve on years of sock complacency in the industry. And one pair purchased equals one pair donated. So folks, I highly suggest you check them out if you're in the market for socks. I think what these people are doing is amazing, and they are revolutionizing the sock industry. They have this new honeycomb arch support, which is great. It gives this extra support around the arch, and I know with my feet, sometimes that's an area where I get a little bit of pain. And also, Invisitoe. You know that annoying bump on the toes of most socks? Well, they got rid of it. So, dude, check it out. They've already donated over 2 million socks. Socks are the most requested item in homeless shelters. So act now. Get bombas.com/blackhelicopternews and get 15% off your first purchase. BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month at BarkBox.com. BarkBox is committed to making dogs happy. BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. And if you sign up today, you'll receive one extra free month with either your 6 or 12 month subscription. To get started, go to GetBarkBox.com/BlackHelicopterNews.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
Mermaid accused of murder in Zimbabwe. In a bizarre story out of Zimbabwe, it involves the mysterious drowning death of 2 young boys, and it's being blamed on a mermaid attack. According to media reports, this strange incident occurred as the children were herding cattle near a dam and spotted the mermaid in the water. Thinking it was a fish, the boys attempted to catch it. Unfortunately, they turned out to be the prey, as the creature snatched them and dragged them underwater. Initially, it appears the mermaid was only playing with the kids and resurfaced with them while they were still alive. However, by that time, their parents had arrived on the scene and inadvertently made the situation worse when they started to cry at their misfortune. This enraged the mermaid, which then allegedly grabbed the boys once more and pulled them beneath the surface of the water where they met their tragic end. The mermaid's decision to kill the children is suspected of being because of the tears of their parents, since local legend states that it's unwise to cry in front of a mermaid. While this is incredibly bizarre, this story, it seems like pure fiction. But it's being taken quite seriously by authorities, who have now launched an investigation into the drowning deaths and say that the dam has been the site of similar mermaid deaths in the past. Indeed, Zimbabwe has been home to a surprising number of odd mermaid stories over the last few years, suggesting that fear of this legendary creature has taken hold of some residents, or perhaps there truly is something lurking beneath the waterways, just waiting to attack. I don't know how to respond to this. Obviously, the scientific community does not acknowledge the existence of mermaids, but this is all I can say. I am open-minded to believe that mermaids do exist, because who am I, and who are you, who are we, to say that these fine black folks of Zimbabwe aren't as intellectually equal with us, right? So, there could be some truth to this. The authorities had said there had been numerous mermaid attacks in the past. What else could have grabbed these two children and snuffed the life from them? Something I learned that I did not know previously was that mermaids do get enraged if you cry in front of them. I really don't know what to say. You know, honestly, this could be true. This could be BS. This is up to you to decide, folks, but it's scary because they're out there swimming. They're out there at sea luring sailors with their siren song. And now they're taking children, too. They used to go after just horny men, but now they're going after kids. Shit's getting real. Hey, what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. Are you looking for web hosting but don't know who to choose with so many choices out there? Well, you can't go wrong with Bluehost. Bluehost is a leading web solutions services provider. Since 2003, Bluehost has continually innovated new ways to deliver on their mission to empower people to fully harness the web. So sign up today. You get a free domain, free site builders, one-click WordPress install, and 24/7 support. And if you sign up now, you get a special introductory offer of $3.95 a month. To get started, go to bluehost.com/track/Black Helicopter News.
Do you have a website, podcast, music, or something that you'd like to promote and for an affordable price? If you answered yes, then look no further. We'll run your 30-second commercial or custom make one for you for $9.99 a month. Your 30-second ad will run on every episode that month for $4.99 a month every other episode. Also, fellow podcasters, we could arrange 30-second cross-promotional ad swaps for free. For more info, contact us at blackhelicopternews@gmail.com.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Okay, folks, our special report today is on the evolution of policing. This is written by Gary Z. McGee, a staff writer for Waking Times. Restlessness and discontent are the first necessities of progress. It's a Thomas Edison quote. The restlessness and discontent evident in the streets comes down to a misbalance in power that the people are slowly becoming aware of. This gross misbalance is due to an overreaching state with a monopoly on force, monopoly on violence, and thus, monopoly on power.
Monopoly on power, monopoly.
And although most people are looking at the top of the authoritarian state for change, they should be looking at the bottom, where the authoritarian state begins its overreach through a poorly trained, militarized police force made up of individuals. They act as judge, jury, and executioner in the streets. This is the height of insanity, and yet the vast majority of people just shrug their shoulders, saying things like, well, that's just the way things are. Here's the thing. The offense-minded, militarized condition of the police is a huge problem. It forces the everyday citizen into a defensive position against an offensive state. The solution is more well-trained, defense-minded folks with just enough power, and a power with built-in checks and balances to prevent power from corrupting. Let's break it down. Offense-minded policing. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. That's a quote by guess who? MLK Jr. The militarization of the police is one of the greatest tragedies of our time, but such militarization is a secondary problem and probably a side effect of the primary problem. Offense-minded policing. What is offense-minded policing? It's when police forces hired by any given entity goes beyond mere defense of the hired entity and resorts to offensive overreach into the everyday lives of otherwise free human beings that embrace liberty. Free people who may or may not even agree with the hiring entity's values to begin with. It's the type of policing that's aggressively forced onto its citizens by by threat of violence and getting thrown in a rape cage. Such policing. That's what, and I just want to say, this is what the cops do. This is all they do. I mean, sure, they do go around killing people too, they're killing black folks and all that. But basically what they do, though, since day one, is they throw you in rape cages. That's what this government does. They throw you in rape cages. They don't call them rape cages. But that's essentially what they are. Such policing is less concerned with protection and more concerned with control. Notice that subtle nuance? It's just a subtle nuance. And once you cross over into that boundary, though, that's the slippery slope, right? So it's the offense-minded in the sense that it'll go out of its way to enforce petty, outdated, unjust laws merely to achieve a quota. That's legal extortion, which tends to make poor people poorer. And you know what? This is a zero-sum game. So that means the rich are getting richer. Simply put, it's oppressive. It leads to tyranny, just like socialism leads to communism. Just like gun registration leads to confiscation. The police state leads to tyranny. This is what people can't fathom. The biggest problem with this offensive-minded enforcement is the threat of violence and the threat of being thrown in rape cages. Right? Nonviolent people get thrown in rape cages. This is insane. This is the punishment. That's why there needs to be an evolution of this. The use of violence to defend against violence can be moral, but the use of violence to enforce the values of someone else onto someone else, that's immoral. And that's it in a nutshell. This is where statism fails. Not only does it break the non-aggression principle, it breaks the golden rule and defies common sense, logic, reasoning. It's crazy. The tendency within police states is for the majority of its citizens to be conditioned, brainwashed, whatever you want to call it, with statist propaganda. Into believing that offense-minded extortion and overreaching is perfectly fine. They're caught in a psychological catch-22. This is delusions. They don't see the consequences, or they don't realize. They have their head in the sand. Consequences like the highest incarceration rates, and just so happens to be in for-profit prisons. Wow, that looks a lot like the corporate model of maximizing profits. It's fucking mind-boggling. No other human, in no other like civilization in the history of recorded human race has ever incarcerated this much people. Like, Hitler's Germany didn't even incarcerate this many people. It's insane. Offense-minded statism. That's the problem. It's worse than slavery. That's the scariest thing that people... That's why people don't want to listen. Because that really hurts your heart when you hear that. Like, that's slavery. Like, the current... But just as we evolve past slavery, though, we can evolve past statism. So let's talk about defense-minded policing. The most useful piece of learning for the uses of life is to unlearn what is untrue. This is by Antisthenes. Defense-minded policing works well within both statist and anarchist circles. This makes it a superb tool, and we can use this to leverage our progressive evolution from the outdated system of statism. This is a win-win. This means police act more like what statists are used to firefighters acting like. Like, if police simply acted against or as a defense against violence, like firefighters are defense against fire, it would take us leaps and bounds away from where we are. It would demilitarize the state as well, which is good. More peace. But it would prevent unnecessary violence and oppression. Look, it's better than a military, it's better than a police state, dude. So what would it look like? Basically, any free human who is unable to protect themselves or their property, whether due to lack of skills, a sickness, age, or even being cowards, they're free to hire a defense-minded policeman or police force to help protect them and their property, as long as they don't become offense-minded by forcing their values and ideas on others. Then it can work. It's only when the hired police force violates defense-mindedness and becomes oppressive, extortion, the rape cages. This will cancel out the monopoly of power and create a free society. At the end of the day, not a lot of people can use logic and reason to think their way out of cognitive dissonance-infused conundrum of statist conditioning. That has them believing blindly that offense-minded, oppressive, extortion, rape cages, that's just the way things are. But it doesn't have to be the way things are. If enough people rise up, question the system, respectfully, nonviolently, and proactively, we can evolve. We can evolve. We have to face cognitive dissonance on this. This is a really painful one. It hurts your heart. It's going to hurt your heart. This system is worse than slavery. It hurts, right? That's statism. We have to begin the journey into progressive conscious evolution that'll lead us away from the outdated system of rape cages. And there's a lot of tools we can use along the way, as long as we just stay aware of the reasons for using them in the first place. We cannot become what we are fighting. When fighting evil, we cannot become evil. ourselves. That's the moral of the story. We can't become the monsters that we are trying to defend against. Folks, we're going to escape this tyrannical system. We're going to take out the globalists. Just got to do it one day at a time. We will dismantle this system and crush their skulls spiritually. Spiritually speaking. All right, folks. That's going to wrap things up. What do you think about this episode? What do you think about the topics we talked about? Leave a message in the comments. Let us know what you think. All right, folks. I'm President Zen One. You have been listening to Black Helicopter News, episode 81. So thanks for joining me and have a great day.